When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Man, takes me right back. Right back to fifth grade.
Every time. You know how long it took me to watch this movie?
Never seen it.
I've never seen it. And I can't remember a lot of it, but I know.
Dangerous Minds.
It had been like
right?
at least 5 years after the movie came out.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah. Yeah. The typical, you know, suburban white lady going into
she's gonna
save school.
She's going to save all the kids.
You're going to save the inner city kids. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what always happens.
Yeah, whatever.
It's every movie.
Yeah.
And then she was in that music video, like with like a hat on backwards. Yes. Like, yep. Oh. Coolio was rapping outside. You could see his breath. The dude singing the hook was all sweaty.
Dude,
that was a great video.
Great video. But yeah, Dangerous Minds. Yeah,
okay. Dangerous Minds.
Yeah. No, yep. She was like, wasn't she in the military or something?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I haven't seen it.
It was about the military.
Should I watch it?
No.
No?
No, you're straight.
Retroactively, after all these years?
No, you're straight.
I'm not missing anything? I made it this far without seeing Dangerous Minds, so I'm probably all right.
Yeah, you're straight.
All right.
Yeah. It's like me and like not seeing like something.
Yeah, look, Dangerous Minds is very low on the list of movies that I haven't seen that people would be surprised by.
Right,
there's all kinds of stuff I haven't seen. If it's come out in the last 10 years, it's a pretty good chance I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen any comic book movies. I haven't seen a Jurassic Park except for the first one.
Or the Fast and Furious or anything.
I haven't seen not single one Fast and the Furious movie. I haven't seen any Star Wars since Return of the Jedi.
That's the last one I saw.
And look, I don't know. I'm not bragging. I don't know. What have I been doing with my time? I don't know. I guess watching Washington Huskies basketball.
There you go.
I don't know what I've been up
to. I saw this over the weekend. Didn't LSU and Washington's women play?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought I saw a basketball game.
And then go good for us.
Okay.
But that's not
named LSU's women's team.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, noon hour straight ahead, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL No Huddle a couple minutes from now. College Football Corner, as the playoff rankings will come out again tonight. One thing to watch would be who's the top-ranked three-loss SEC team. So we'll get into that in 20 minutes. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
We saw everybody's talking about this whole suspension thing for the Houston linebacker that knocked out Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And it came out, he got suspended 3 games now because he's a repeat offender. I don't think he would have got 3 games for that hit itself. It wasn't alone.
No, this probably dude, just one.
Yeah, this dude has been, he do some questionable stuff. And then D'Amico comes out, head coach, trying to defend him, which he has a point because these quarterbacks do take advantage of that with the late slide or the late getting out of bounds. Patrick Mahomes is notorious for that. You know, wait for you to get there and tap him and everything. Yep. But it was a vicious hit. I give him all that and everything. But for John Runyon, that's the only problem I got is him delivering the message. Because anybody who knows John Runyon is one of the nastiest players ever. All right? And so there's a new clip coming out of what he did. And that was typical of what he did.
Yeah. John Runyon, for folks that don't know, is now the NFL Vice President of Football Operations.
Yes.
So he is, in part, responsible for issuing suspensions.
Yes. But, you know, it ain't about it's the statement that he did about the endangering
Can I read it? Quote, "Your lack of sportsmanship and respect for the game of football and all those who play, coach, and enjoy watching it is troubling and does not reflect the core values of the NFL. Your continued disregard for the NFL playing rules puts the health and safety of both you and your opponents in jeopardy and will not be tolerated."
He did that all the time.
Pretty much.
He was a nasty, you know, and he like, hey, I like nasty linemen. Right? But still, for him to sit up there and write, I know he probably didn't write the statement, but to put it like that, come on, man. Come on, man.
He's saying, Runyon's saying he's disrespecting you and me.
Yeah. Yeah,
just for watching it.
All the stuff.
We're having to watch him
stuff,
do that.
All the stuff that dude did. The hell out of here. And there's nothing worse than talking to them. Because I mean, it's like, listen, who was our guy back? I can't even remember who our dude was. I had to talk. I got fined. I was like, hey, he walked into my hand. You know? Yeah, he walked in. I got fined for unsportsmanlike conduct on, was it Chris Hovan?
Oh, yeah.
For Chris Hovan. But, yeah, I was like, it wasn't a big deal. You know, we were jawing back and forth. Second guy got caught. I was the second guy. And they fired me for it.
What did you do? You punched him?
Yeah, I did. No, I didn't punch him. I open-handed him in the face mask.
Okay.
But it was a wind back.
A good one, yeah.
Oh, it was wind back.
That feels like way more effective than a punch in the face
mask. It was a wind back, dude. Yeah. But, yeah, I got fined for that. But, oh, God, I can't remember who the guys were back then. But, yeah, it's like.
So what do they do? Just like give you a lecture?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. McMichael.
You call in, you plead your case, blah, 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 and then they'll decide. It got reduced.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it got reduced.
And this one might too. I think they're going to appeal it.
He's appealing it now. I think it's two games.
Yeah.
I think it'll be two games.
Yeah. They released it this morning. They said 3-game suspension. He'll appeal, probably get down to two.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to get suspended
because of
the way that it went.
Yeah.
And Trevor got concussed and he's laying there on the field. There's a fight that happened afterward, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, they might have gone a little far with the verbiage in the statement. But yeah, all right. It is what it is. Yeah. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. Troubling.
Troubling.
It's troubling. Does not reflect the core values. All right. Let's hear from Kirk Cousins. Talking yesterday about his mindset going back to play Minnesota.
Yeah, pro football, you have to, good or bad, you have to, you know, walk away and be able to get back on the horse and get ready the next week and treat them all as, you know, standalone events. You know, and certainly we got a challenging opponent and a challenging place up ahead. And I got to dig deep and play our best football, in the last 5 games.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you're going to – obviously, and you can try to play it down. It's emotional. You're going back. You're going back to your former team the following year. That's the one thing about it. It's the following year, following season that you're going back up there and everything like that. So, yeah, it's going to be – you can try to downplay it, everything like that. You got to play it downplayed, especially if you're the quarterback. You can't get caught up in the emotions of that. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think his worst game of his career. I went back in it because I just want to look at it again. You know, just the interceptions. And, you know, they were unexplained. But, like, the pick six, I don't know. It was a miscommunication between him and Mooney because I put myself in Mooney's position of running the route. And it was a zone route. It was a zone coverage. But Mooney kind of read it as man and broke out. Kurt was throwing it like he was in the zone. And so, I mean, just that communication, and I don't know why he still threw it, but I kept looking. I was like, is that Kirk's fault, or is that Moody's fault? Was it a miscommunication? Because Moody did run it like a man route, man concept, and Kirk threw it like it was a zone concept. Hmm. And I'm looking at the coverage from the Chargers, and it looked zone to me, but I would have read it. I can see why Moody read it as man, because it was green grass to the sideline.
Yeah.
You know?
What's weird about that, look, I mean,
yeah.
Who knows? Really interesting analysis from you, for sure. It's weird that those two at this point of the season who've had incredible chemistry. I mean, it's really been one of the storylines of the year is those two and Mooney getting so much out of this season, having something like that happen at this point of the year off a bye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was just weird.
That's really frustrating.
It was weird. I went back, but I mean, just him, he was just hesitant on it. The misthrow of Mooney. It was just a hesitation type thing for Kirk, man. And you know, It's you know, you listen to people who call defenses against him. I love listening to Rex Ryan when he talks about defense, and he's like, if you give him something to think about other than the original read of the pitcher, you can frustrate him and make him do things like that. Again, he's been playing too much football to have the mistakes that he had on Sunday.
Yeah.
Too much. We can talk about the pistol and all those different things. How many interceptions on the pistol? It's an alarming rate of how many interceptions he's had out of the pistol, and I'm still confused why they. Because it seems like they just want this to be a part of it. We want this to be a part of our system. But if your players aren't good at it, then that's just coaching to take that. Oh, I'm just going to take it out.
You just got to not do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if it's resulting in that much negative.
If it resulted in that negative,
you have to do something different.
Unless you have to.
Right. And I don't know why you have to. Why would you have to?
Yeah.
To protect him? That was the theory all the way back in week one, so he could get off the line of scrimmage. Didn't work in week one.
No.
Variety of different reasons it didn't work in week one, and has continued to not work. So Yeah, all of that is very frustrating. And when you look at the interceptions that he has thrown and does throw, that's what they tend to be.
Right.
Like, it breaks down a little bit. He has to press. He tries to force a ball somewhere where it doesn't need to be forced, and then it gets intercepted. But that's not what Sunday was.
No.
Like, Sunday, I mean, maybe that one was, but he wasn't really pressured that. He just made mistakes. Like, even the third interception, he got out of pressure, and then lollipopped it to the back of the end zone when Bijan was right in front of him. And I understand it was third and goal, so he probably wasn't going to take off himself because he wasn't going to make it to the goal line. But it just feels like earlier in the season, he was playing a little bit more clear-minded, yes, or whatever. I don't know how to put it, but he would have just flipped it to Bijan, and Bijan would have done what he does. Maybe scores, maybe not, but it would have been a good... Yeah, all of a sudden, he's overanalyzing, overthinking, whatever, and he's making these terrible mistakes. Back to the original conversation of going to Minnesota and going back there. I mean, that was going to be interesting anyway. Now there's all these other layers on top of it, yes, of coming off of the worst game that he's played.
And they are where they
Falcons are. Falcons have lost three games in a row. The Vikings are 10-2 mm-hmm. without him.
Yes.
Like, they told him, all right, whatever the negotiation was, we're not doing that extra year, whatever. Whatever broke down and he led to him leaving there,
yep,
they're just fine without him.
Yes, they are.
So that plays into it, too. So yep, it's a... It'd be a nice game for Kirk Cousins to play good.
Right.
It'd be a really nice week for Kirk Cousins to play good.
It would be.
Because if he doesn't.
Yeah. We'll have a different conversation on Monday.
Let me ask you one other thing about if he doesn't.
I know what you're going to ask me. Oh, no, wait. Go ahead.
What do you think I'm going to ask you?
I was going to ask you, what if he plays good and they lose?
Oh. I don't know.
Because if he plays good, he plays good. Yeah.
And then he continues to play. Right. What if he plays bad early?
Yeah. And that was going to be my if he plays bad early, then I would not be surprised if you saw a quarterback switch.
Interesting.
I would not be surprised.
Interesting.
I would not be surprised.
I don't. God.
I would not be surprised.
I feel like I would be surprised.
I would not be surprised.
Like, I just think if he does end up getting benched, it's a middle of the week thing. Like, or not a middle of the week, but it's a week to prepare.
Right.
Like, he gets to play the game. But although, like,
I would love to do is be at practice this week and see if Michael Penix gets any regular reps.
Love to see that. Yeah, and maybe Joe will get an insight into that when we talk to him on Thursday.
If he gets a regular rep.
I mean, he's been benched twice this year, right? I mean, kind of.
No, he has not been benched.
But, like, they took him out.
They took him out because they were getting their
and he wasn't playing good.
Their blank pushback.
But here's the thing, though. Like, if the Chargers' offense wasn't horrible,
uh-huh,
wouldn't he have gotten taken out of the game
but
Sunday, too?
I hate that. I am now with that. Because
hypotheticals and all
that? Yeah, because it was what it was. But, yeah, I mean, if he plays bad in the first half,
you think so?
And the offense isn't moving and it's clearly on him why the offense is moving, yeah, I can see him making a move.
Yeah.
There'd be a rough move to put him, Michael Penix, against that defense
with all the disguises, yes, that they throw at,
yes,
you. Yeah, man, I don't know. It's a bad situation to be in. It's a horrible conversation to be having on December 3rd.
Yeah, it is.
With a $100 million quarterback 12 games into it.
Yeah.
All right.
I like this. Brian Poles, they're going to keep him. The Bears are going to keep their GM, Brian Poles, and he will lead the next coaching search. Didn't he lead the last coaching search?
I think so.
Okay.
I guess it's, yeah, I don't know. Continuity?
What's continuity?
Well, fire everybody.
I mean, yeah. But, I mean, and I like Paul. I like, you know, he's had some nice draft picks.
I think he's done an okay job.
Okay job. It's just the coaching part about it.
Yeah.
This is the coaching part.
Just get a better coach.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
I mean, I would, and I keep hearing people say the same thing, and I'm so with it. I would go get a veteran coach.
Yeah.
I would go get a veteran coach.
They won't. They'll get one of these young, up-and-coming coordinators.
Because what they want to do is get a coordinator match with their quarterback instead of getting a coach to match with their team.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, older coaches can coach young quarterbacks, too.
Yes, they can.
They can do that.
Saw one last night.
You did.
Saw one last night. Bo Nix, look, outside of the picks, Bo Nix is
he's playing really well.
Really, really good.
We were just talking about Mike Holmgren and his career. Got a pretty good play out of some young quarterbacks as an older coach.
Yeah, man. Don't go. I mean, Ben Johnson's the one. But, I mean, I would go get, if I'm the Bears, I would go get me a veteran head coach.
I think that's a good idea. I don't know if Ben Johnson even wants that job.
I don't know
what job Ben Johnson wants because he's going to have his pick.
He's got his pick. We said, did he go with Jacksonville because of the quarterback?
I don't know. I do not know if that's a good situation at all. They're not good.
No.
They're not a good team. But that's why they're going to have a job.
Don't get Vrabel, Bears.
I think that'd be great.
He's
Vrabel in Chicago would be perfect.
He's tough.
Yeah, that would actually be perfect. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner after this. College football playoff rankings come out tonight once again. We'll tell you what we think they're going to look like. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back page with Bo coming up 20 minutes from right now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. It's Tuesday. That means that the college football playoff rankings come out tonight. Pretty good idea what the top end is going to look like, but it'll be interesting to see how they handle Alabama, Ole Miss, South Carolina, those kinds of teams. We'll get into that in just a minute. During the break, we kind of stumbled onto one other Falcons conversation we wanted to have. So let's bring it to the people.
Because I kind of heard because usually I get to hear Carl and Mike when I'm going home, and then I get to hear them for like that the 4 o'clock hour when I'm going to pick up Samson. Mm-hmm. And I called my ear. Carl said he played, talking about Kyle, played 30 plays. I was like, hold on. So I was like, hold on. How many plays did they run? And so I saw the plays they run, and I was like, hold on. And I asked you, I said, how many plays did he play?
Kyle Pitts played 33 snaps.
He played 33 out of 81 offensive snaps.
Yeah, all the offensive linemen and Kirk Cousins played 81 snaps.
Charlie Warner played 47 snaps.
Yeah.
So it was a grand total of, you said 81 plays.
81 plays.
Okay, so, and, okay. What the is going on?
Well, what is going on? Why would that be? Why would it go? Okay, like you play all the first 33 and then you get hurt. That happens. That's not
okay.
What happened.
This dude played 33 or 81 plays, and he's supposed to be one of your.
And I think the key word that you used that I think people.
Ray McCloud played 77. Darnell Moody played. Okay.
Yeah. All right. The word you use, though, is the word people need to start using, which is supposed to be.
So basically, to me, if I cut it up, and I don't know the breakdown, they play a lot of 11 personnel. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in most of the 11 personnel, 14 more times.
Which means one tight end.
Yes. Charlie Warner was in there.
Mm-hmm. Warner played 14 more plays than Kyle Pitts.
How many runs they have?
How many times they run the football?
Yeah, 30-something.
30-something.
Oh, no,
I don't have the box score.
I don't care. This man played 33 of 81 damn snaps. Mm-hmm. Are you blanking me?
Yeah. But again,
he only got two targets out of 33.
You played tight end in the NFL. Why would a tight end only play 33 of 81 snaps?
Because either you're a backup,
which he's not,
or we can't use you. You can't do something, or you don't allow us to do this. That's got to be two of us. It's either you're a backup.
Either you're a backup or you're ineffective.
Yes.
He's not a backup.
Goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. 33 of 81 damn plays.
They ran the ball 37 times.
Okay, 37 times. Okay.
Yeah. So those are the – but also you don't just want to run the ball when you have Charlie Warner in.
Yes.
You want to tip your hand completely, although I'm sure they're tipping it a little bit.
So, he got two targets. Well, he only played 33 snaps. That's still plenty of snaps to get him the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did only have two targets. He had zero catches.
Done.
Which would also mean 0 yards and zero touchdowns. But, yeah, I mean, look, we know what it is, man. Like this.
They're telling you what it is.
That's it right there.
He's telling you, and they're telling you, if they run 81 damn plays and he plays 33 of them.
Yeah. In any other explanation besides.
He ain't hurt, is he?
No. I mean, look, I don't know.
They want to manage a snap count?
Maybe, but I don't think that's
get
what it is.
Get the hell out of here, man.
Any other explanation besides he's just not that good? Is you're just bending over backwards to try to come up with something. You're being stubborn, and I get it. I get why people would, because you want him to be good.
I'm that.
Of course.
I'm that until I heard yesterday.
Because you want him
until
to be.
Heard,
and there's flashes. But like,
I was like, hold on. They
this is game 12 of his fourth season. Like, we're not, this isn't, you know what I mean? Like,
this is who you are.
This is who
you
are.
Yep.
This is who you are. And that's what's really frustrating about it, is because the flashes are very promising. He has made impressive plays this year. He does have physical skills that people would do crazy things to try to get. But then there's other parts of it, too. I mean, there's more to it than just being 6'6 and built and fast and all that kind of stuff. You got to want it. And far be it for me to question someone's heart, because I don't know. How could I? How could I know? But you watch the games. You see it. And then they play him 33 snaps out of 81. Like, they're telling you. That's less than half.
Yeah. Damn, man. Hey, I don't know. Damn. Because they still play, because you think they go 10 personnel, whatever. No, they still went 81 plays. So a tight end was in the game on every personnel grouping. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them.
Yeah. I wouldn't think that they
unless it was like how the Rams go four wides, unless it was four wides or something.
Maybe they did that a couple times.
No. If Charlie Warner played
47. Right.
And he played 33.
Unless they were on the field at the same time,
yeah,
which
I'm pretty sure
maybe
they were. Something like that, but God almighty, man. Mm-hmm. All right. We can go back to college. Damn.
I will one more thing on that, because as you were listening to that conversation, I was too, on Dukes and Bells, driving Lily home from Little Gym, and they started talking about this. And I don't know. Normally I listen, and I just listen. I did something that I'm sure a lot of people listening right now do all the time. Maybe they're even doing it right now. I talked back to Carl and Mike as if they could hear me.
Right.
Like, they were talking, and I started jumping in the conversation, and Lily was like, who are you talking to?
Right.
I was like, Carl and Mike. These guys are my friends. He was like, they can't hear you. I was like, you are correct.
You are correct. You're for a four-year-old. You know your stuff, babe.
Hey, you're pretty smart. But, yeah, I couldn't help it. Like, they started getting into that conversation. I started talking to the radio as if I was going to somehow help them solve it or whatever. Because what they said was, I don't know if it was earlier in the show or whenever it was, but it was, teams find ways to get stars the ball. He's not a star.
You damn, and they are.
He's not a star.
Absolutely correct. You find ways to get him the damn ball.
Right. But the phrase was, and I agree with the phrase, teams find ways to get stars the ball. He's not a star. I'm sorry. Like, right? Like, you got to do something to
do
be
something,
one. Dog. Right? He looks like one.
He damn sure does.
But
damn sure does. But 33-81, and you're supposed to be the guy.
Again, unless there's an injury we don't know about or whatever, but he's playing in the fourth quarter. I mean, the targets were in the fourth quarter, weren't they? They were in the second half, certainly.
So we're like,
because on the broadcast they were like, wow, Kyle Pitts doesn't have a target.
But that's what I'm saying. Is there a conscious effort to get him the ball?
There has been at times. Remember earlier in the season, because the first four games he was nothing.
I'm talking.
And then there was that middle four games.
And now it's these.
And then these next four games.
Four games.
So there's been three segments of four games.
He got to be. What did they say? Ron say something about he got to be the best version of himself or something? I don't need you to have a conversation like that about me if I'm a damn player, because that means that your ass is lacking.
Yeah.
Now he did say we tried to get him the ball. There were some opportunities. He was being held and all that other stuff. Break his damn hands. That's what Coach should tell us. He told me, Coach, break his damn hands. Break his damn hand.
Fight through it.
Fight through
you
it.
You have to, I mean, you know, guys are going to try to be physical with you. And if it's that easy to get you off your route, then they're just going to do it more. You know what I mean? Like, and like, it seems to be. It seems to like, be that easy.
Unless you get a clean release and there's nobody around you.
Which is what you kept saying in the first four games he needed. And then they found ways to get him that. And then teams were like, oh, if we don't let Kyle Pitts just get a clean release off the line and run straight, then he's not all that effective. And so they've been defending him differently.
Yeah.
And so there it is. I mean, I don't know. I think it's that simple. It probably isn't, but it's also not that complicated. I mean, the guy played 33 snaps out of 81, had zero catches. Those are the numbers that you need to know. And really, the 33 snaps, 81, whatever, like, it's zero catches.
Yes.
They threw the ball 39 times. Yeah. And he had zero catches.
Yeah. You tell him, don't tell him. I don't want coverage dictated. We went somewhere else.
Nah,
that would happen.
Nah, man.
No, that would happen.
Got it.
That would happen.
Not there. Who's going to be the highest ranked three loss SEC team tonight?
I think it's going to be Bama. I think it's Bama.
I do too.
I think they're going to put. I think South Carolina might be in front of Ole Miss.
I think so too.
Even though Ole Miss drubbed.
I know they did.
But I think you know. I'm interested to see where does Miami go.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Miami? I do think the first three lost SEC team will be Bama.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be Bama, South Carolina, Ole Miss in that order right there. But I'm interested to see where Miami drops and where, you know, as far as, you know, where's SMU and all those teams? Mm-hmm. Where are they at in this bracket? I think the first four will be Georgia, Texas, Penn State. Notre Dame, Georgia. I think that'd be the five. I think
Oregon, Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, Georgia. Yeah, I think so too. I think Georgia would be the first team outside the four.
Yeah, and I think that'd be Tennessee after us.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's going to be
Ohio State?
Ohio State
probably.
Or SMU somewhere in there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with SMU as a way of positioning them if they were to lose to Clemson.
Yes.
I think if they lose to Clemson, they're probably screwed. They're probably on the outside looking in. Look, if they beat Clemson, they're the ACC champion and they get a bye.
There we go. So we got that part about it. But yeah, I'm thinking that Alabama would probably be there, and I think Alabama they'd be at 12. So I think they'd be the first team out. Also,
yeah, I don't know. They might slide them ahead of Arizona State. I don't know. I mean, Arizona State had a nice win last weekend, and again, they find themselves in the Big 12 championship game. There is a little bit of petty vindication that two of the four Power Four conference championship games will feature Pac-12 teams. Kind of nice. Conference wasn't that bad. I wish they could have figured the TV stuff out. They could still be a viable conference. The number one team in the country right now was in that conference last year, and the team that was in the national championship game last year was also in that conference. But that's water under the bridge, Randy.
Sure?
Yeah. We are over that.
Yeah, it's still a little building your bridge right there.
Yeah, that's not why Washington was bad this year.
Right.
But it didn't help. Like, it didn't help to have to play Penn State, and I guess they beat Michigan and all these other teams. Anyway. The Big Ten fined Michigan and Ohio State $100,000 for the flag plant.
Did anybody else get fined?
Seen any of the other numbers.
They're going to do the police, but that was pepper spraying folks.
Okay. They're trying to dissuade people from planting flags.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you might get pepper sprayed.
You saw as the clips come out, you see folks throwing stuff. Like let's just, if we're going to do this, all right, if we're going to do this, all right, let's go back to the tunnel, drop these pads. And let's have an old school rumble in the tunnel.
I do think that would solve a lot of the behavior.
Yeah, let's just,
if someone was actually concerned that might happen, then they wouldn't do this kind of stuff.
Right, so let's just drop the pads, go in the tunnel, let's get down.
Let's fight.
Let's get down.
And then we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
No fines.
Because
no cameras.
Because I always think, like, are you going to, if we work in this setting, and I understand because I've been in these situations, your emotions are high, dude. Your testosterone level is high. Your competitiveness, your man, everything is rude. So I understand I want to fight, but we all got pads on. Let's stop them. Let's go fight.
And you're just talking about the player-on-player stuff. You're not even bringing in the nonsense of the fan going on the field and acting like an idiot with the player. Like that, I can answer that question 100%. If it was a different situation,
no.
They wouldn't want to try to fight you.
No.
That's the last thing they would want to do.
Right.
But you think you're protected by the moment and all that kind of stuff. I guess four ACC schools got fined also, Abe said. I would assume NC State, UNC, Virginia Tech, and Virginia. It was a flag-planting Saturday. I don't know why.
That's why they did a
It had to be TikTok.
It did a TikTok come out on on Friday.
Can we make a little rule? Like, okay, anytime something dumb happens and we don't know why, yeah, can we just blame it on TikTok?
Why not? Why not?
Seem fair?
Why not?
All right.
Why not?
It was TikTok. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, going to join us at 1:20. Talk some Georgia Bulldogs with him. Imagine he has some thoughts coming out of that win over Georgia Tech and ahead of the SEC Championship game coming up on Saturday as well. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
We're going to respond to one of the listeners, Eddie, and I will not say his handle. I just say Eddie. Said this already, yes. No, there is not a conscious effort to get him the ball.
What did Eddie ask?
I asked about Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
And I'll answer his questions in a row. No, I do not think there's a conscious effort to get him the ball. Two, is he locked? Is Kirk Cousins locked in on Drake London? Well, Drake's open all the time. Two, the next thing I said, and I'll always repeat it, everything that Drake London is doing in the slot, that's supposed to be Kyle. Because you know who that was right there in that same position? That was Antonio Gates. That was Tony Gonzalez. That's Travis Kelce. That's all those guys that play the Y position that Drake is playing inside slot. That's where the tight end, that's where your receiving tight end goes. And I don't understand why he can't do that. That's the biggest thing. And, you know, he's winning routes, but when is he winning the route? That's always the thing. Like, he won. Well, when did you win the route?
Yeah.
Where in the progression or in the quarterback's timing were you at? Like,
that's always a hard one for me, too, because yes, it's like, so what are you suggesting?
Yes.
That there's a conscious effort to not get him the ball?
No, I don't think
because that doesn't make any sense.
Because the most telling thing of anything, of everything, the questions I just answered to my main man, Eddie, is he played 33 of 81 snaps.
Yeah.
That's telling.
They're telling you.
They're telling us
what's happening.
Yes.
They're telling you that yes, he's ineffective,
yes,
so he's not out there as
yes,
much. I mean, he's locked in on Drake because Drake's making plays, man.
Yeah.
Drake's got 70 catches this year. And you saw what he was doing on Sunday. He was just snatching it out of the air. Like, he was playing great.
But that's what I'm saying. That's my only thing. I think this dude has all the ability. I really, really do. I think this dude's a special athlete. Talking about Kyle. I think he's a special athlete. I need to see him be a special athlete football player at all times. He just doesn't do it a lot. He just doesn't. This dude, I mean – but that's my only thing is all that stuff I just answered. But the biggest tell is he played 33 of 81 snaps. That's just a big ass discrepancy. I don't give a damn if Charlie Warner is a better blocker, and he is. That should never be. He should never play more plays than you. He shouldn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the things that you're supposed to be better at, or you are better at, but are supposed to be excelling at, are more helpful to winning than. And I'm not saying blocking's not important because it is.
It is.
But Kyle Pitts is supposed to be making game-changing
yeah,
plays.
And
yes, he has at times this year. But there's also been a lot of these games where he just hasn't been a part of it. And again, this is the fourth season that he's played.
Yeah.
And this is the 400th time we've had this conversation. Like, we got to start thinking about what, you know, what's reoccurring. Like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Are we insane?
No.
Because we keep talking about Kyle Pitts as if he's something that he isn't.
Yeah.
He's not.
And he might be better somewhere else. That's the thing about it. I don't know.
God, I hope.
I don't know.
I want him to play good here. Yeah, I want him to play good here.
Yes.
If he's capable of it, I want him to find ways to do it. I just have a hard time believing, like, again, like saying that he's winning routes and you're not throwing him the football. I guess you could be saying that Kirk Cousins just isn't doing a good job.
Right.
But he's throwing it to these other guys. Like, There's Drake's got 70 catches. Darnell Mooney's got 50 catches. Ray's got 45 catches, and Bijan's got 51. Kyle Pitts has 35. They're throwing the ball a lot.
He played every game, right?
All 12.
Okay.
Yeah, all 12 of them.
All right.
Now he's got less targets than all those guys.
Yeah,
too.
And that's the problem. That's why my biggest thing I say. Well, if that's the case, and if he's such a big part of his offense, and he's a big part, he's supposed to be, and he needs to be a big part of it.
Yeah.
Get him to the ball early. Throw it to him early. They did
for a couple weeks,
and they were effective,
and it worked.
Yes.
And then they stopped doing it.
So
now our defense is taking it away.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Stop.
Yeah, it was the first four games were terrible. The middle four games were excellent. The last four games have not been good.
Good players are taken away because the offense allows them to be taken away. Figure it out, Zach.
Figure it out. Scheme them open. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Salomon Brothers has 1-carat diamond stud earrings, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and rings for under $999. Shop Salomon Brothers Jewelers or SalomonBrothers.com.
Can men wear tennis bracelets?
I don't know. What's the... Why not?
It's a diamond bracelet. I would almost guarantee that there are some athletes that probably wear tennis bracelets. I don't think I could pull that off.
I think you got to call it something else.
You got to call something else. Because we have matching, but I don't call mine that.
Yeah. Yours is, what is it?
I just call it a bracelet.
Yeah,
table tennis bracelet. I just call it a bracelet. But hers is a tennis.
Hers is a tennis bracelet. And yours is
a diamond bracelet.
It's a bracelet.
Yeah. I don't know. Tennis bracelet does, to me, suggest for a lady.
Okay.
Right. Suggest for a lady before it suggests made out of all diamonds? Because aren't they all diamonds all the way around?
Also, what does it have to do with tennis?
Another great question.
I've always wondered.
I'm pretty sure that Brenda would let us know.
Brenda will know.
Yeah, Brenda. Yeah,
Brenda knows.
All right, what you got, Bo?
So it's been about 5 or 6 days since we had a back page. Y'all weren't here last Wednesday, so I'm going to take y'all on a small trip throughout the holidays.
Okay.
With some really cool audio. Let's start last night just because, you know, some people just deserve to be heard. We heard Jameis postgame. Here's Jameis pregame.
They got a couple yards. No. I don't care about no mile high. I care about the Browns get down and multiply.
Yeah.
I care about the Browns get down and multiply. All right. Listen up, man. We're going to go 4 quarters and we're going to take it to their butt.
Come on.
All right. That's time.
To the butt.
Family on three. Family on me. 1, 2, 3. Bam. Man.
You know the greatest thing about that, Bo? It is because they did it and they let Ryan Clark and Swaggu react to it. They will react to it like all players do. Man, what the hell? And they were saying it. They, you know how they had the mics on their lapels and stuff. And I'm pretty sure it was just a natural reaction of them not saying. Just like how we would be in that huddle with Jameis, like, what the hell are you talking about? Jameis is not firing him up. I hope y'all would. I'm going to let the cat out the bag. All right? I'm going to let the cat out the bag. They're not getting fired up by what Jameis is doing.
You're trying to tell me Jerry
They're
G
like, what the hell?
Didn't go for 235 last night because Jameis made a rhyme about Mile High?
I'm just telling you. They're not fired up because of Jameis.
I don't care about Mile High. I care about how the Browns multiply.
What does that even
mean?
What
the hell is
that? They are not worried about him.
What does that even mean, though?
Like maybe how they multiply those touchdowns.
Maybe.
They are not. Never mind. Go ahead,
Paul. All right, so that was Monday. I'm going to take y'all back to Sunday real fast. All right, so Steelers-Bengals. Steelers come out victorious. In the very, very early parts of that game, Najee Harris gets a run, and he kind of stops his run and trots off to the sidelines. He can later be seen with an oxygen mask on his knees and then on the bench. And then he tries to explain that afterwards.
It's Thanksgiving. Pat's girlfriend, Jill, she made this fire-ass little banana thing, and I had too much. So I guess that I didn't know it affected me until that first drive, so I blame her.
So that fire banana dessert from Thursday.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Made Najee Harris kind of upset to his stomach on Sunday. Okay, sure.
Oh, he was sick?
Yeah, so he got the ball, but didn't hit him until, I guess, in the middle of a run.
Uh-huh.
He literally kind of peeled off on his run, went to the sideline, dropped to his knees, and he never went to the back as if he had a stomach ache. He was getting oxygen, maybe cold sweats and whatnot.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, he just threw her under the bus.
You don't ever throw your girl up under the bus like that, homie.
It wasn't his girl, but he did call his teammate by name. Whose girl it was?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He said it was his teammate's girl?
Yeah.
Ooh,
which is,
man.
That's tough.
That's even worse.
He's not being invited over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're not inviting him back.
Banana desserts anymore.
That's even worse, man.
I'm wondering what kind of dessert it was. Maybe Bananas Foster or something like that.
That's
this is 3 days later.
Banana pudding?
Sure, maybe.
I don't know.
Mamas don't make it 3 days in our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, mama bring that banana pudding.
When is the cutoff for leftovers? Because obviously Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Days.
What?
I'll go 7 days. In the refrigerator? Sure.
So you're still eating Thanksgiving leftovers today?
No, we didn't have any leftovers.
But if you did.
It was only Tara and I.
Okay.
No, we're Friday night.
I'll go Saturday.
We're Friday night.
I'm not a big turkey guy. I'm not a turkey sandwich guy. Everybody eats dinner. You're going to make a turkey guy? I'm not a turkey guy.
Yeah, I did a turkey sandwich on Friday and Saturday, but we had,
not a big turkey.
I meant to make turkey soup out of the carcass. You can, like, make, you know.
Yes,
broccoli.
I love when people do that.
I forgot. We had to throw it out. What
a waste. Two more here for you. So this is from Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. So the Carolina Panthers did not play on Thursday, but they did practice. So Panthers reporter Michael Bell caught up to Xavier Leggett what he was going to be eating Thursday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm thankful for my family, man, and my whole Mullins community, man. They helped me get through and get on this journey and stay on this journey.
Shout out Mullins, man. Hey, so you know what? Thanksgiving, dog. Tell me what you're excited to eat today.
Hey, man, what I'm mostly excited to eat today, man, is going to be that coon, man. My cousin on that cow meal last night told me they killed the coon 2 days ago. They took the clothes off and everything washed them up.
They took the clothes off.
Come on, man.
Shout out to you, man. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
The way that he describes them cleaning a coon is exactly what you do with it, because you have to skin a coon just like you have to do a squirrel or a catfish.
No, he wasn't joking.
No, he wasn't joking.
That was a man speaking from experience.
Yes. because I know my people. And I'm not talking about my people, like my immediate family got the text. I don't know if any of us eat coon and all that stuff. But I'm sure my grandma and folks probably did. Do you go, and Bo, I know you ate it before.
I've never actually eaten raccoon.
Okay. Do y'all go, because this is the thing, because, I mean, people talk, and the way they describe it, with putting it in like stew and everything.
Yeah.
Do you go out looking for them?
Yeah, you go hunting for them. Yeah.
Or do you find them on the side of the road? Because raccoons, all you got to do is leave your garbage can out, and they'll be in there.
But if you want to kill dog food on the porch for a meal,
you need more than
two
one.
Or three.
Okay.
You're going to have to kill two or three for a meal of raccoons.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is only like you and like two people. If it's Thanksgiving, though, I'm thinking
you're trying to feed a whole
family.
Maybe
he's got a turkey and raccoon, and that's what he's most excited for.
I would
for.
Hope that there were other options for the non-raccoon eaters,
although maybe they all are. There doesn't need to be.
I'll say this. You got to really like raccoon.
You got to really like it.
To be a first-round draft pick in the NFL and still eat it.
That man
you
said.
You got to really like
it. I got plenty of country ass teammates. Like I said, I love Mama Spikes.
They must really like it.
I love Mama Spikes, and I promise you, Thanksgiving down in Mama Spikes' house, there was a squirrel in the sink. I promise, a squirrel or something in that sink.
Because they like it.
Yes, because they eat it.
Right?
I don't eat spikes in them. Never. And there's certain people houses. Well,
just out of respect, never
just
even
out
a bite?
Just out of respect, I'm not going to eat. When I go to somebody's house that I know eat stuff like that or eat deer meat and all that stuff, I'm going to have to bring my own food. All right, watch you prepare. Mm-hmm. All right, because I don't want to be surprised and I'm sitting there and you got, what's that?
Oh, you don't want to be half a bowl in and find out
you
it's.
Know what I'm saying? Nope.
Even not even deer meat?
I don't eat deer meat. Huh. No.
I don't know of anybody. I don't think anybody's going to invite you over for like squirrel gumbo and not tell you that it's squirrel.
No,
gumbo.
They're not going to spring that surprise.
But that's what I'm saying.
You.
But the thing with.
Also, don't you kind of know? Like, you wouldn't come to my house. Like, I wouldn't even know how to cook a raccoon.
I mean, or you can Google one. How to cook anything nowadays. But I'm just
that's
saying, like,
true.
I. Yeah.
Smoke
and
it just
I
like you do that.
I have nothing against deer, but that just ain't my thing. That ain't my thing.
No, me either.
Yeah, but there's people who have everything, deer patties. Deer
I do
steak,
like deer. No, I like deer.
Deer sausage. Yeah.
I'm good on that.
Yeah,
I'm cool with poke sausage. Is enough of me. I don't like chicken sausage. Oh,
did I send you the picture?
Yeah, I don't like chicken sausage.
Saturday?
Deer sausage. Any kind of sausage that don't say poke. Right.
I went to the jerky shop again.
Yes.
And got some duck jerky for Saturday. Didn't work, but they had all kinds of other exotic stuff. Python?
Python jerky.
Can I interest you in some python?
Real, it's not a real snake.
Why? They can't lie to me about it.
You can't jerky snake, Andy.
White rabbit?
No.
Camel?
No.
Why?
Where they get a camel in? Where a camel at in Georgia? No, do they go up to that petting farm at Cartersville and take one of them out?
Yeah. And they jerked them up. Goose jerky. I got Cajun alligator. Kangaroo. You know I'm into that. What else we got down here?
So this is just jerky?
Yeah, they're all types of jerky.
And
you can
I get in there and go get a pound of it? Or should go?
Antelope.
They didn't get no, again.
Well, you think they're lying to, why would they lie?
Because, man, anybody going all the way to Africa for no jerky? That's where you get antelopes at. Or are they knocking them off at the zoo?
The jerky was expensive enough to have come from Africa.
Was it?
It was crazy. I didn't even look at it because I was going to get the duck jerky anyway.
Right.
And then I got Lily like a cookie or something, and they rang me up, but it was like $39. And I was
Damn.
Like, for a thing of jerky and a cookie? What are we doing?
Wait,
what kind of duck is this?
They ain't knocking. Unless
is this Donald?
Hey, man, unless they're going over to Atlanta Zoo and knocking off antelopes and camels and stuff.
Thankfully. What do you think they do with the animals that die at the zoo?
You think they jerky them?
I think they do.
There's no antelopes at the Atlanta Zoo.
So, hold on, North Georgia. So Willie B was jerky?
You trying
they made
jerky
Willie
out
B,
Willie B man.
They made Willie B into jerky.
I don't know, but I'd try it, I guess.
Gorilla jerky. That's a high price.
Well, all jerky. Well, not all jerky is tough, but I would imagine gorilla meat's really tough.
They made Willie.
You can make any meat into
jerky.
You
got to eat the animals that just lay on the ground all day.
They didn't make Willie B out of
get
jerky,
fat.
I couldn't believe they had camel, though. Outrageous. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.